Every animator in Hollywood, it seems, plays with computers these days. But director Henry Selick does so much more. He specializes in stop-motion animation, an old-school method that's been around since the dawn of film. His animators manipulate tiny objects, frame by frame, to create the illusion that they're moving. Selick made The Nightmare Before Christmas that way. And our critic, Bob Mondello, says that in Selick's new movie, Coraline, he's brought a whole new dimension to stop motion.
When her family moves to a big old country house, 11-year-old Coraline Jones is less than thrilled. In fact, she's sort of bored.
Can I go out? I think it's perfect weather for gardening.
No, Coraline, rain makes mud. Mud makes a mess.
But Mom, I want stuff growing when my friends come to visit. Isn't that why we moved here?
Something like that.
Can't believe it. You and Dad get paid to write about plants, and you hate dirt.
Coraline, I don't have time for you right now, and you still have unpacking to do. Lots of unpacking.
That sounds exciting.
Instead, she explores and finds a little trap door to a tunnel that seems to lead to the same room it starts in, which is a little weird, but what's even weirder...
Mom? What are you doing here in the middle of the night?
You're just in time for supper, dear.
When she turns, Coraline sees her eyes.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have
buttons. Do you like them? I'm your other mother, silly.
Except for the creepy button eyes, which Coraline's other mother thinks she should sew on too, this side of the trap door is pretty cool. It's brighter, happier, more fun. But when Coraline gets what she thinks she's been wanting, more attention, more engagement, more emotion, it's not quite the joy fest she was expecting. Too possessive.
I want you to let me go.
Can button eyes glare?
Is that any way to talk to your mother?
You aren't my mother.
Apologize at once, Coraline.
No!
In children's stories, the grass often seems greener on the other side and then turns out not to be. Think Alice popping down her rabbit hole, or Dorothy soaring over the rainbow, or the Pevensey kids leaping through that wardrobe to Narnia. Novelist Neil Gaiman had something similar in mind for Coraline, who is forever plunging into things, and director Henry Selick delights in making those plunges physical. The movie's stop-motion work is plenty impressive in 2D, which is how it's being shown in about half its theaters, but this is the first stop-motion film to be actually conceived in 3D, so it's worth finding a theater playing it that way and getting the full effect as Selick pulls the camera back into corners to make rooms loom larger and deeper, and on the far side of that trap door, scarier. He'll peer up from below at a spinning chandelier dispensing mango milkshakes and down from on high at scurrying bugs and mice, using wide-angle camera work with a sort of video gamey feel, which you'd think would seem crazily artificial, but it doesn't, because Selick's placed his real faith not in the gimmickry that Coraline's audiences will think they've shown up for, but in the stronger virtues that they'd likely view as old-fashioned: character and story and handmade figures, handmade milkshakes, handmade blades of grass, each one moving utterly persuasively as he and his animators tweak it frame by frame. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can hear director Henry Selick talk with NPR's Netta Ulaby about the making of Coraline at npr.org.